Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gahir Jasade. Government offices across Nagaland will continue to remain paralyzed as members of the Joint Coordination Committee, JCC, on IAS induction has decided to intensify its ongoing pan-down strike by launching a tools-down strike from today. The agitation will continue until the government ensures transparency and merit in the IAS induction process by reinstating the vacancy circular of 10th March 2025 and withdrawing the known NPSC or backdoor candidate from the panel list. In a circular issued yesterday, the JCC said the decision follows more than 40 days of peaceful protest without a positive response from the government. The committee further informed that the tools-down strike, which had earlier been put on hold, will now be enforced with the active participation of government drivers' associations and civil secretariat grade 4 staff employees' association. The committee added that all essential services and personnel associated with the organizations have been exempted from the strike. Members have also been directed to ensure that the agitation remains peaceful and confined to workplaces. The protests began with black badge demonstrations on 24th September, followed by a pan-down strike launched on 14th of last month. Nagaland's Deputy Chief Minister and also Minister in Charge Home, Y. Patton, has commanded the Kohima Police and a Special Investigation Team, SIT, led by Additional Superintendent of Police K. Soriso, for their dedicated efforts in solving the tragic murder case of 22-year-old Vihojo Nazao. In a social media post X, Mr. Patton stated that through careful investigation and teamwork, the team brought clarity and justice to a case that initially had no leads. He further noted that while justice cannot undo the pain, it represents an important step towards accountability and healing. The Deputy Chief Minister also conveyed his heartfelt condolences to Ms. Vihojona's family and all those who mourn her loss. Nagaland Chief Secretary Senti Yangar Imchin reaffirmed his commitment to work for the welfare and progress of the people of the state. He stated this during a felicitation program held in his honour, organised by Ao Senden at his official residence in Kohima yesterday. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Imchin said that unity is the foundation of progress and development and urged everyone to work collectively in addressing the challenges faced by society. He emphasised the importance of staying focused on one's goals and working diligently towards achieving them, which he said would strengthen the community. The Chief Secretary also reminded all to remain grateful for their blessings and to continue seeking wisdom in all endeavours. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the year-long commemoration of 150 years of the national song Vande Mataram in New Delhi tomorrow. The Ministry of Culture will organise the inaugural ceremony of the commemoration of 150 years of the national song, and we have a report.
This event will mark the formal launch of a year-long nationwide commemoration from tomorrow to 7th November next year. The year-long commemoration will celebrate 150 years of this timeless composition which inspired India's freedom movement and continues to evoke national pride and unity. Union Cabinet had on 1st of last month approved the nationwide celebration to mark 150 years of the national song. The salient features of the inaugural ceremony will include curated exhibition tour on the history of 150 years of Vande Mataram. There will also be a screening of a short documentary film and release of a commemorative stamp and coins. Asonyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And the Directorate of Higher Education, DHE, has informed that the processing of the post-matric scholarship for scheduled tribe students under the Union Ministry of Tribal Affairs has been delayed due to the ongoing agitation by the Joint Coordination Committee, JCC. In a statement, the DHE stated that the scholarship for the academic year 2024-25 was sanctioned by the ministry on October 28. Acknowledging the importance of timely disbursement, the department said it is making every effort to expedite the process. However, it noted that the pan-down strike by the JCC over the IAS induction issue has led to delays in processing the scholarships. The department assured students that disbursement will commence as soon as the withdrawal authority is received and sought their understanding and patience as efforts continue to complete the process at the earliest. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.